I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I mentioned before the break that The Athletic came out with their annual quarterback tiers. And tier one is a quarterback that can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. That's how they define a tier one quarterback. There are five, count them, five quarterbacks listed as tier one quarterbacks. Kang, would you care to take a stab at who the five quarterbacks are that are tier one quarterbacks according to The Athletic?
Okay, based on what you told me the criteria was, I'll go Lamar Jackson.
Yes, Lamar Jackson is number four.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is number three.
Patrick Mahomes.
Is number one.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is number two.
Now the last one is, I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts. I think he's really disrespected, though, so I actually don't even expect him to be five, but he would be my fifth.
I love your reasoning. I think he's deserving of it, and he's not in there.
Yep, that's what
Jalen
I thought.
Jalen Hurts. Yeah. I mean, he's listed as, I believe he's tied for ninth on this list. And I do think it's disrespect. I don't think people appreciate what he does as a quarterback because he's more than just a guy who can throw the football, which, by the way, he can throw the football. He's got weapons and he uses them, but he's also a weapon himself. And
yeah, but has he won a Super Bowl?
Oh, let me check. Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you can't use that knock.
No, you can't use that knock, so I'm not sure why he's knocked.
That would have been my fifth guy, though.
I think it's a good number five. If I had to go with my fifth, I probably would have had it's hard not to say him. And so I probably would have gone with him at five. I would have considered Jaden Daniels.
That's not bad.
Who is number six on this list?
So he is not number five.
He is not number five.
Is it Justin Herbert?
Justin Herbert is number seven.
Okay. He gets a lot of love from the media, though, I feel like. You know,
he
maybe
gets
almost
so
too much
love from the media. I think way too much. And I think, look, he may end up being a hell of a quarterback, but he's had opportunities and he hasn't risen to the occasion. I think he's a good quarterback, and you know, if we didn't have Jared Goff, would I like to have? Yeah, sure, fair enough. But I'm not going to heap a ton of praise on a quarterback that hasn't gotten it done yet. So he is actually seven.
Is it Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford is the number five quarterback.
Oh, it listed. Is. It is.
He
Stafford.
Is listed as a tier one quarterback again. Tier one quarterback can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. I find this to be amusing in that, not that I don't like Matthew Stafford. I think Matthew Stafford was really good as a Lions quarterback when he was here. But how the book gets rewritten when you get traded and win a Super Bowl, and I get it because you win a Super Bowl. It was such a team effort. It wasn't all on Stafford. I think Stafford's fine. I would not put him in a tier one.
This town ran out a tier one quarterback.
Right?
What?
I mean, this is what it comes down to. It's like, oh, are you sure he's a tier one quarterback? I mean, because then this is where the word elite gets thrown around there, and I get really defensive about the word elite. I'm like, you got to slow your roll with elite. There's like literally two or three that should be considered elite, and Patrick Mahomes is one of them. And then everybody's battling to have that other spot. Otherwise, you're watering down what the word means. If you have five quarterbacks in a tier one situation, that's fine. I could buy that. But I would say that there is a big difference between the first four quarterbacks and Matthew Stafford. Am I wrong?
No, I agree with you. I think what gets him, obviously the Super Bowl gives him a ton of street cred now, you know, that he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But everyone's always loved his arm. And what do they say about Matthew Stafford? Arm talent. That's the thing that's always followed him since college. And when he was with the Lions, you know, you knew he had it, but they didn't win enough games to be recognized. But once he went to L.A., and your boy McVay, the quarterback guru, and they win a Super Bowl, that arm talent thing became huge. Like, capital letters arm talent, right? Because he can make all the throws. Now, I wouldn't say there's no weakness to his game. That's why I wouldn't put him in that
tier one.
No
holes in his game?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's a little strong on Stafford there. Do I think he'd be a tier two quarterback? I think he fits more in a tier two, but whatever. So tier two is defined as a quarterback that can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possessions, other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three. He has a hole or two in his game. So six is Jaden Daniels, seven is Justin Herbert. Eight is Detroit's own Jared Goff, which I think is accurate. I think it's accurate to have him in that slot. I don't think – I don't know if I'd have Stafford ahead of him. Stafford's older. He's more banged up. He's not as durable. So I think I would knock him down for that, but not by much. I think they're similar. I think they're very similar quarterbacks. Not going to make a big case out of this. I just thought it was interesting when you look at that.
Yeah, these rankings are good for debate and things like that.
Mm. Exactly. Yep. It is what it is. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same if you'd like to text. Let's go to Corey in Birmingham. Corey, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. Gary, sure. I was listening. I love the show, by the way. I listen every day.
Thank you.
The Hutch thing, are we really talking about that with Darnold? Like, seriously? I heard that, and I'm like, really? Wow. Is it because of the five sacks against Tampa Bay before he got injured? I mean, where is this? You know way more football than I do. Do you actually see that?
Well, Corey, I would say this. Last year what we saw in just five games, I think it was 7.5 sacks in five games, and the pressure rate was extraordinary. Like, he was out of football for the next 3 weeks, and he was still the leader in pressures because he had been that dominant in getting past. And by all accounts in practice, he looks better than ever. I mean, he is disruptive enough where they have the quote-unquote Hutch rules, where they have to stop, you know, or normally they would stop and blow play dead, but now they're like, we can't blow the play dead. We're not going to get a practice done. So just ignore the fact that Hutch just sacked the quarterback and keep running the play.
Gotcha. I do see the energy. I do see the greatness coming. But real quick, I want to touch on the golf thing. I don't like the backup quarterbacks. I don't think great of either one of them, but golf, we might need to take a look at him too. He's the one that threw five interceptions last year. He's the one that McVay got rid of because he only scored 3 points with the Rams in that Super Bowl with a top-five offense and defense. So we might have to kind of look, and I know golf is accurate. When he's going, but maybe I'm dealing with the same thing. Dak is not the guy. I'm a Cowboy guy. Dak can't get over this playoff shrinkage. So maybe it's time to kind of look at, is golf really the guy to get the Lions to where they need to
be? They really think he is. Well, I appreciate it. Okay. Thanks for the call. They obviously really think he is. They gave him the giant contract after the draft last year. I think he was deserving.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he's done something that Lions quarterbacks haven't done. Win multiple playoff games. He won two a couple years ago. Remember that? Got all the way to the NFC Championship game, and the Lions fell short in the second half with just this crazy sequence of plays that went against them. But, yeah, he turned the ball over way too much against Washington, and the defense was, non-existent in that game as well. There's plenty of blame to go around for that particular game. I really wish that the Lions had not been so decimated by injuries. But I don't think there's any question that Jared would tell you as well. He had to play better in that situation. And he didn't. He didn't play well in that game. And it's really unfortunate. And I hope, and I would imagine also, that he uses that as a chip on his shoulder and as a reminder, you can never get complacent. And not that he is, but he's got stuff to prove. He absolutely has something still to prove. Even when you get these tier quarterback rankings, whatever it takes for somebody to get motivated, and I'm not saying this is what motivates him, but I would use it to motivate me. Be like, are you kidding me? The guy I was traded for is in this top tier. He won a Super Bowl right after I got out of there. This sucks. I want to win that too. And I know he wants to win. I know the Lions desperately want to win. I think he's the right quarterback to get things done. I think it's if this team can stay healthy, I think they have one of the best, if not the best roster in all of football. So let's hope that they can stay healthy. You know, we're at training camp. We want to get excited about this team, and yet we're probably not going to see much of these guys in that first unit play at all during training camp. We will this week on Wednesday and Thursday because of the joint practices with the Dolphins, and they've got joint practices next week as well when they finish up the preseason. But as far as the preseason games are concerned, you're not going to see much except for perhaps competition for that backup quarterback position. We'll hear from the Lions quarterback Jared Goff coming up next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, do you need a new garage door? I know it's kind of a crazy question to ask, but I've had to go through this in my life. In fact, a few years ago, I needed to get a new garage door, but I knew who to call. I called Precision Garage Door Service because they had been to my house before to help me with some of the repairs I needed on my garage door, and then they even told me. They said, listen, years from now, you're going to need a garage door. So I called them at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. They came out right away, walked me through the entire process, and really made it easy for me to pick through the different options. I selected doors that were perfect for my house. I couldn't be happier. I'm passing this on to you, too, because I think this would benefit you. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can schedule an appointment online at a time that works for you. The website, precisiondoormi.com. That's it. Either call 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.